Rafilwa's team got an email a couple of days ago saying, you may have read the stories about Barclays retreating from Africa. This is not the case at all. If anything, the company is looking to double down in the region with Barclays International Bank and Barclays Private Bank to discuss that. We are joined in studio, I'm delighted to say, by Amol Prabhu, who is the country CEO for South Africa and market head for Africa Barclays. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me on the show, and good morning to all your listeners.
If there were video available, you'd see the difference between a radio presenter and a banking executive. T-shirt and tracksuit pants versus a very smart suit and tie. You obviously pick up a perception that people are saying, Barclays is no longer interested in Africa.
Yes, look, it's one of the big misconceptions of the market. So just taking a few steps back, March 2016, we announced that we were separating from Absa. We are entirely separate now, entirely independent, charting our own course and our own history. And it's important to remember that Barclays has got a very deep and rich history on the continent. We've been supporting clients here for over 100 years. And during that separation process, we really took a strategic view of South Africa, and we realized that it's a key strategic market for us. It's a key opportunity for us across our businesses, and it's wide. So we have three principal businesses: private banking, which is made up of international banking for the mass affluent market. The ultra high net worths are in private banking itself. We have investment banking, and we have corporate banking. All three fully operative, fully licensed in South Africa. We have an office on the ground in Johannesburg, which is growing quite substantially at the moment. And we are very, very keen to support and help South African clients throughout their journeys.
But retail banking, and that's the one thing that was very obviously not in that list of things that you do. Is that because the big four, as we call them, are now Capitec, really threatening to eat some of their lunch in the retail space? Was that because, hey, there's not really market space for us in retail?
Yeah, look, there are very good local banks here in South Africa covering the retail market. And I think part of this, when I mentioned about the strategic review, part of it was really thinking about actually where do we as Barclays add value? Why would a client actually use us? And I actually spent, I would almost say, a year or so talking to a couple of hundred clients in South Africa and actually asking them that direct question. What do you like about Barclays? When would you use us? What do you like about other competitors? When would you use them? And it really helped in our thought process. And what really came out of that is that South African clients are really looking for an independent, stable financial provider who can provide them with real connectivity across what I call the North-South corridor. So South Africa into the UK particularly, and vice versa.
Do you find that most of the clients that you have at the moment are exclusively yours, or to what extent do they combine a relationship with Barclays with, obviously in the retail space, they have to have a relationship with another bank. But in the services that you do provide, do you find that people use Barclays exclusively, or they use you for some stuff and they use Nedbank or FNB or whoever else for another bank, set of services?
It's a good question. It's tricky sometimes to generalize, but yes, I'd say on the whole, most South African clients here are multi-banked. The question then becomes is, how much do they use one bank versus another? And I think particularly for us, and this is where we focus and we try to differentiate, is there's a lot of brand pull. So people like the Barclays brand, history, stability, integrity. And also, actually, to many clients, quite an emotional connection. It could have been their first bank account, parents' first bank account. Barclays Scholarship got them to the UK for their education. So there is pull there from a brand perspective. And I think also, and this is where we really try to focus, is on an expertise level, which really expands into three things. One is geographic expertise. So UK is obviously our home market. So where clients need the UK, we can provide the full suite. We're obviously huge also in the States and have got global connectivity. So where that fits for a client's need, it's great. Second is actually around, I've mentioned about the three businesses, but the real benefit for clients is when all three businesses are working for that client. And we see a number of South African, particularly entrepreneurial families, who have their personal private banking needs, but also as their own family business expands. We've seen one example where they've expanded into the UK. We've helped them set up in the UK, giving them corporate banking services and other services. So where we've got multiple businesses coming, that's very powerful. And there are not that many banks globally, actually, that can do that and do it really, really well.
Yeah, but I mean, all banks want all of their customers to do all of their business with that one bank. But I can imagine, particularly the more money you have as an individual or the more assets you have as a corporate, it then starts to make sense to possibly differentiate and possibly say, okay, I'm comfortable with my private banking relationship with Investec, but hey, this link between South Africa and the UK makes sense because I'm opening up.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, clients are busy people. They're often busy with their own businesses. And our simple view is we want to make their life as easy as possible and where we can provide that extra value, and particularly around service. So people don't talk about it so much, but it is given we've gone through COVID for the last couple of years, but that personal to personal relationship, that meeting clients, spending time with them, and many actually have global businesses across the world. How do we help them in that journey through our global network? It's challenging, it's hard work, and it takes real focus and dedication to do it well.
You talked about, obviously, Barclays being based in the UK, very big in the US, able to help there. Your connectivity throughout the rest of Africa, how solid is that? Or what are you doing to possibly increase the number of countries where you can help South Africans be banked in a country where Barclays is operative?
Well, we're particularly focused. If you look at the rest of Africa, we're particularly focused around the Anglophone, again, because the brand resonates very well in those countries. And we have good and deep history there with a number of clients. And where we can be relevant and where we can provide help to clients, we will certainly do so. I would even go as far as saying is where we know we can't provide help, but we know someone who can, we will happily refer those clients to other people. It's making sure the client gets the right deal and the best deal for them.
Oh, yeah, I mean, if there's somebody listening, CEO of a company on their way to a morning meeting and they're going, oh, actually, I didn't realize Barclays was around to the extent that I'm just hearing, simplest to just go to your local website. Is it barclays.co.za?
It's barclays.com. So
there's a drop down then to get
to South. Or they can just look me up on LinkedIn or whatever. I'm there.
There we go. And to look up on LinkedIn, you would Amol is the first name, Amol, and Prabhu, Prabhu, the country CEO. Thank you very, very much for coming in.